New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns, and a small coffee for just $5.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
And the most incredible film scene of all time, without question, is in Live and Let Die. James Bond steps across a row of four crocodiles, and it was real. The stunt was for real. Real crocodiles, real man. James Bond, Roger Moore, obviously not. He was watching on from the sidelines, just like everyone else, thinking, what the fuck? Is this a joke? We're going to use fake crocodiles, right? No, real crocodiles we use for this stunt. And the man was crocodile farm owner Ross Kananga. Of course, the Bond villain himself was named after him because this guy was so fucking awesome. Ross Kananga. He steps on four crocodiles, real crocodiles, to get across a lake. And he only does it on his fifth attempt. You can get this on YouTube, and I implore you to do this straight away after this episode. On the fifth attempt, he does it. On the third attempt, he lands on the back of one of the crocodiles. And on the fourth attempt, his foot ends up in a crocodile's mouth. It's extraordinary. Every time I watch it in disbelief. And also a little sadness. Knowing that this film was out in 1973, just before I was born. And this film may have represented the beginning of the end of a beautiful lack of health and safety in this world, which really is to the detriment of humankind. He steps over real crocodiles. They only found this guy after stumbling across a crocodile farm on location, saying on this sign outside the farm, trespassers will be eaten. And by the way, Ross Kananga knew they would be eaten. His own dad was eaten by crocodiles. His own dad. Ross Kananga was one of the last of a now completely dead breed. People that do not give a fuck about health and safety. Fuck me. Fuck me. Health and safety is boring. You can't do anything these days. You can't even walk across a lake of live crocodiles after they've eaten your dad. The world has gone mad. Truly, the good old days. Nowadays, they wouldn't be real. They'd be fake. And by fake, you wouldn't even be walking across a lake of fake crocodiles. You'd be in the studio in front of a green screen. There wouldn't be any water, because water can kill you. Well, I'm sorry. As Ross Kananga proved, you can do everything you want to prevent death, and it's going to get you. Aged 32, after walking across crocodiles and wrestling with leopards, Kananga died of a heart attack. spearfishing in the Everglades. His heart just packed out, spearfishing. Sticking his little rod through little fishes, his heart just packed up. After spending his life using crocodiles as stepping stones. Death's gonna get you. Let's have some fun. And say fuck health and safety before something inevitably really, really boring gets you. Have fun with a crocodile rock before the little fishes get you. Asalaam.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.